This Lamas Na'amr for Yumadaf Ein Zayin Amad Aleph, Yumadaf Ein Zayin Amad Aleph. So, something that we touched upon yesterday a little, the Kevitz Aris, and Yavamah Simen Ein Gimel, Savkan Gimel, and he also found the Kevitz Shirim Sachim, Ois Kuf Tzadi Zayin, has a very, very famous Chakira when it comes to the Chamisha Inuyim of Yom Kippur. Again, it says, Tanu Es Nafshei Seichem. So, the Kevitz Aris and Kevitz Shirim Bochanan, he has the following Chakira. What's the goof of the Isser? Is it the Bittel Inuy? Meaning, for example, when it comes to the Isser Rechitza in Yom Kippur, or the Isser Achila in Yom Kippur. So let's focus on the Isser Achila. Is it pshat that the Bittel Inoy is the Isser, not the Etzem Maisa Achila? It's the fact that you had a Bittel Inoy, that's the Isser, and the Achila is just a Hechitimsa to Mvatel the Inoy. And let's say you found an Achila that wouldn't be Mvatel the Inoy. It would be Mutter. Also the opposite. Let's say it was Shaykh, a Bittel Inoy without a Maisa Achila. Would that be Aser? According to the Salcha, it would be Aser. So that's the first side, that the side of the Iser is the Bittel Inoy. The other side is as follows. The other side is no. Even though it's true the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Inoy, that's not the goof of the Iser. Through the Lashon of Inoy and the five Lashonis of Inoy, we learn five different Maisim which are Aser to do on Yom Kippur. So again, one of the two tzadim of Rabbi Chanan is a pshat, the Bittel Inoy is the Isser. And these are five hechitimsis that come to Bittel Inoy. Or no, that through the Lamudim, it comes out the Iz Etzemaisis are Aser. So let's bring one very famous nafgamina found in the Shagas Ari, Shal Shuvah Simnayim Vav. The Shagas Ari is Mechadish. Even though it's true, B'chol HaTeira Kula, we paskin that you only receive malchus if you eat something derech achilasam. Let's say Isser, you only get malchus if you eat it derech achilasam. Zog to Shargis Aryeh, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayiv even if you do it shaloike derech achilasai. Why? Zog to Shargis Aryeh. The echot arkula over there, it says loshen achila. And there the geder adover is that the terah asr maisa achila and shaloike derech achilasam is not considered maisa achila. Mashenkim Yom Kippur, which says Lo Yisa'una, over there is no Lashon Achila, and therefore, it turns out you violated the Isser, even if you didn't do a Maisa Achila. So some Achrein want to point out that maybe this Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh would depend on what's the Geder of the Isurim of Yom Kippur. If you want to say that it's Bittel Inoy, then the Shagas Aryeh's part makes a lot of sense. That since it's not Din Achila, and Achila Shazei Chitimsa, therefore, it doesn't make a difference. Shleike derech achilasa. Here the vart is in the result. Was there bittel inoy? Yes, there was bittel inoy. Mashenkin, according to the other tzad, that the lashon inoy is just a limud, a way to teach us which inoyim are aser. Ken zayin, this chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh won't be true. Some want to matcha this dinik. They want to say the Shagas Aryeh is saying a vart when the pasuk uses the lashon achila, not that ter aser achila, and this is when ter uses it, but. This is a very famous Chakira, so very quickly, again, Rabbi Chanan's the Chakira, when it comes to the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, is it the Bittel Inoy that is the Gufa Isser, or is it just a Limud? And really, the Maisa is Aser, what's Nafgamina? Some want to say, the Chiddush Shashagas Aryeh, that by Yom Kippur, Shaloike Derech Achilas is going to be Chayiv Malkus. Some want to say, with dependent Chakira, that if it's a Bittel Inoy, it makes a lot of sense, because the Maisa, Achil is not what's Aser. But if you learn, that's just Limud, and that's the Maisa Achil is Aser, some want to say, that the Shagas Aryeh's Chiddush will not be true. Everyone have an amazing day.